Iranian state television says there have been renewed clashes in Tehran between supporters and opponents of the government this morning. Trouble broke out between rival group of demonstrators because of a funeral of a student killed in anti-government protests on Monday. That's the second time there's been violence at a funeral. Both sides claim the dead man was one of their supporters. The BBC's Tehran correspondent James Reynolds is now in London, has been monitoring what you can. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How much can we monitor what's going on in Iran? To what extent do we really know what's happening there, and to what extent do we really have no idea?
Really tricky. Let me briefly take you through it. First of all, there is the state media, and there's a number of television stations, radio stations, and websites. We get their information, of course. The source of that is the state, so that carries its own very, very obvious agenda. But then the opposition isn't able to go and film on the streets openly, so often they provide their footage or their reports via Facebook or Twitter or via mobile phone footage that they or cell phone footage that they send in to various TV stations around the world. And it does take some time to verify what they're saying as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the funeral for this 26-year-old man, Sarnaj Jaleh. And from what we understand, he was killed during a funeral protest of someone who was killed on Monday. And now, at this point, both sides say he was one of their supporters. Do we have any idea which is true?
Yeah, I think I've just got a slightly different version of that story, that he was killed on Monday during these mass opposition protests, which were the first for more than a year. The government says that he was a government supporter, that he was even a member of a voluntary Basij military paramilitary force. The opposition says he was just a 26-year-old student who wanted to protest. He was killed on Monday. We know that. We don't know exactly who he supported, but we do know that his funeral was held on Wednesday morning. And we hear from the state broadcaster, IRIB, that there were what they call limited clashes with a number of opposition members. We don't know what they mean by the word limited.
Well, we also don't know exactly how many people are involved in protests, but we do know that the Iranian government is very actively and aggressively trying to shut down any protests at all, at some points shutting off cell phones, at some point limiting internet communication, but it doesn't appear to have worked. We do know for sure that protests are going on in more than one location today. Is that correct?
No. There were protests which were going on Monday. Those were the large-scale protests. We don't know, or we haven't had any confirmed news of any more protests on Wednesday, apart from that one report at the moment about limited clashes at this one man's funeral. So it's very, you know, it's really difficult to monitor exactly what's going on in Iran. But those Monday protests, some estimates were there were up to 10, 20, 30,000 people in different combined in different locations. They took the government by surprise. I think they also took opposition leaders by surprise.
I mean, how are you ended up having to get your information? Do you simply have contacts with people, as you said, over Facebook or email?
We have verification systems when we get mobile phone footage in. There are colleagues of mine who spend several hours trying to verify that it's actually true.
All right, that's James Reynolds. He's the BBC's Tehran correspondent, unable to report from inside Iran, so he's speaking to us from London. Thank you so much, James.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.